Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Yes, 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 I am Gavin Symes, and welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast. Today's episode's coming to you from my new car. So if things sound a little bit differently, that's because I'm using the Bluetooth through my car. And I absolutely love this thing. It's so much better than the car that I was driving before. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is becoming a really good finisher. So as entrepreneurs and business owners, we're really good at having creative ideas. We get distracted by bright, shiny objects all the time. And I'm no different. I actually call it entrepreneurial ADD, where you're running from one thing to the next, but not really finishing everything or giving it 100% effort. And I notice that when I'm actually coaching my private one-on-one clients as well, there's this need and desire and urge to always move on to the next thing. And that's because as entrepreneurs and as business owners, we want to feel like we're going forward. We get really frustrated when we're still or stagnant. And when there's a roadblock, that stops us. And that doesn't make us feel good because we always want to be growing either in ourselves or in our business. So I was speaking to a client yesterday and he said to me, look, I'm a really good starter, but not a very good finisher. And the one thing that I do in that situation is obviously hold them accountable to make sure that they're executing. But I find that there's two real reasons why someone isn't a very good finisher. The first one is that they get stuck by some sort of bump or roadblock that impedes them from going forward. Okay, so if you think about when you first start something, your motivation is really, really high because you're in the beginnings, you're in the beginner stage. You don't know how hard it is. Like if you're playing, I play golf sometimes and I went out and spent all this money on like thousands of dollars on new clubs, new gear, all of that sort of stuff, but I couldn't even hit the ball off the ground. So in golf, they call it all the gear and no idea. And that's exactly the same thing as what happens when you first start a task, right? So you're embarking on something new. So motivation is really high, but you've got no idea what you're doing. So you travel along at that motivation, and then something happens, and you hit this really minor or even major roadblock and stumbling block, and you don't know how to deal with that. And because you don't know how to deal with that, your motivation drops down to the bottom. Okay, so one of two things happens when your motivation drops. You either give up, and that's what the majority of people do. They give up and they move on to the next thing, or they push through to success, right? So what I find with business owners, and even in the past in my own mind and how I approach my own task, was that once I hit that roadblock and my motivation dropped on that specific task, I would move on to the next one to make me feel happier because I was a beginner and my motivation was high with it. So that's what I mean when people start talking about that they're good starters but not very good finishers. So how do you overcome that? Well, it's not an easy habit or behavior to manage yourself out of. However, the first step is to recognize when it's happening, but the second one is to create a plan. And what I mean by that is go 5 years forward. Where do you personally want to be in 5 years? And this is exactly where I start with my private clients. So we go right down into the detail to say, how much money do you want to be earning? How many hours a week do you want to be working? Are you even in this business in 5 years' time? Do you see yourself there? Whereabouts are you living in the world? Because you literally have a choice to live anywhere in the world. So whereabouts are you living in the world? Is your relationship status changing? Are you about to be married? Are you about to be divorced? And how does that impact your financial goals? The reason why we start there first is because then we go into the business and we say, well, if they are my financial goals and that's where I want to be personally, how does my business help me as a vehicle to get me those goals? I hope this is making sense to you, because this is like really critical. This is going to change the way that you think about setting goals and operating. So where do you personally want to be in 5 years? How will your business, what will your business look like in 5 years to support that? Okay, so then let's just say you're turning over $1 million a year in revenue now. In 5 years, you need to be turning over $10 million a year at $1 million net profit so that financially you can do what you want in your personal life, right? So then the goal is to say, well, at 2 years, I've got to be at $3 million in revenue. At 3 years, I've got to be in $5 million in revenue. At 4 years, I've got to be at $7 million in revenue. And at 5 years, I've got to be in $10 million in revenue. So then it's just about breaking down to say, in year one, what are the things that I've got to do to get to $1 million a year in revenue? You might have to launch new product lines. You might have to do other stuff as well. But this is the process about how you actually start and finish these tasks and strategies. So once you have that plan, you break it down into quarters and then into months and then into weeks. So basically, you've got a checklist and a list of tasks that you just have to do, wake up and do every single day, every single week. And if you do those tasks and the plan is right over those 5 years, then you'll get to your five-year goal, provided that there's not any other missiles or anything else that come in. And that's exactly what I do with my clients. And I tell you what, flipping it on its head and starting with the end in mind, Jesus Christ, it works so, so well. Not only for to continue the motivation of the business owner to move through that process and to execute, but just so that everyone has a clear vision personally, like the business owner and his wife say, but also the staff to say, where are we going to be in 5 years? Gee, that's a really good cause that I can get behind. I want to be a part of this company in 5 years' time. I tell you what, it makes a massive difference. So have a think about where you want to be in 5 years' time personally. How much money do you want to be making? Then how can your business support that? And then what's the plan that you can build around that from years one through to five? I hope you've enjoyed this today's episode of Coaching Your Car. I definitely have enjoyed speaking to you today. If you found this information in this podcast helpful, make sure you share it with your business partner, family, friends, anyone else who you think will benefit. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because I'm doing these episodes all the time and you'll get notified when there's a new episode up. Anyway, this is Gavin Symes, Coaching in Your Car. Have an awesome day and I'll see you soon.